open and your brain attentive. And you can see it everywhere. So, I'm going to give you a mission before our next lesson. Are you ready? Okay. So, you need to write one example of each reaction type from textbook or life. Second, you will have to identify reactants, products, and reaction type. And third, try saying all five types out loud and describe each one in your own words. Now, when you do that, it helps you understand everything even better and it solves any doubts that you might have. All right? And a bonus is, draw little arrows to show how atoms are rearranged. In the next lesson, we will look at how these reactions affect the world around us with a focus on corrosion and rancidity and how to prevent them using chemistry. But until then, keep observing, keep connecting. And remember, every chemical reaction is telling a story. You just learned how to read it. Isn't that exciting? I'll see you in lesson 3. Welcome back, young chemist. So far, you've learned how chemical reactions work, how to balance them, and how to identify different types. But today, we are going to be looking at chemistry where it really shows up. In your kitchen, on your bike, in your food.